Drive.
This is Drive with Michael Smith.
Online
and on mobile. ABC Adelaide.
How much time do you spend staring at a screen each day? It might be in the office, or it might be that screen in the palm of your hand. Are you constantly checking Twitter for the latest news, keeping an eye on those status updates from your friends on Facebook? Unable to escape your email? Well, it might be time for a digital detox. Believe it or not, there are now camps that you can go to in America where you can detox, get back in touch with yourself and with nature and with other people. You have to check in all your tech devices for 4 days and recalibrate. I'm going to talk to Stilgherrian about this shortly, but first, CNET's Kara Sue Boy went along for a look at the digital detox camp.
Camp Grounded, nestled amongst Northern California's redwoods, looks like a traditional summer camp. Campers arrive in a classic yellow school bus. There's face painting and impromptu sing-alongs. But here, no one is posting pictures on Instagram, tweeting, or texting. This is digital detox camp for the technology obsessed.
You put all of your devices in a brown paper bag and you turn them in for 4 days in a tech check. And you leave the doors and you don't have a watch, you don't have a cell phone, you don't even have a wallet. All you have is you and a new opportunity.
The campers, who hail from more than 30 states and 5 different countries and range in age from 19 to 81 this session, also must adopt a camp name for the weekend to discourage any work talk or networking.
I'm Ladybug.
Jiggly.
My name is Topless.
So my name is TBD.
Levi Felix founded his digital detox organization and Camp Grounded after falling ill while working as a vice president of a tech company. He realized he needed a break and figured others in a tech-saturated world did too.
Well, we live in a world where the average person spends between 8 and 12 hours a day on a screen, and our campers spend about 13 hours based on surveys.
I agree to not use any digital technology during this event.
At Camp Grounded, we offer yoga, meditation, hiking, archery, rock wall, truffle making, learning how to make fire with sticks.
Camp Grounded costs $570 for 3 nights, including meals. Batteries not included. Or needed.
So what do you think of that? Would you hand over that sort of money to digitally detox? Shortly we'll see what tech writer Stilgherrian makes of the idea of a digital detox. But first we sent Caitlin Hand down to Rundle Mall to see how much time people are spending digitally connected in Adelaide.
How addicted do you think you are to digital technology?
Extremely. Like, it's a disease.
I'd say very addicted. Yep, use Facebook and Instagram a lot.
What do you normally use it for?
Facebook, watching TV.
I'm constantly checking if somebody's got back to me, looking for updates.
I am very addicted. I enjoy using it, that's what I'll say.
Too addicted for my own good.
There's a certain point you know that you need to stop, but some use is kind of healthy.
How long do you think you could go without using digital technology?
Probably a week.
Go probably like a week or so, but then I start to fall behind.
I've challenged myself in the past when we've been camping a couple of days, but I find as soon as we get back in within range of reception, then I'm straight back on it.
A day. Facebook's too good.
I could do 24 hours. I've had to do that before, but I had no choice.
I have gone for about 4 or 5 days, but then I had to go into a library and get free Wi-Fi.
Not even a day. Every single second I have time, I have to check.
To be honest, it's a matter of minutes.
Do you find that you spend more time on social media than you do socialising in real life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Definitely. But that could be a bit of that. I'm new to Adelaide, so I don't have many friends down here to socialise with.
It is good to get out and do the real thing, but even when you do that, there's people just on their phone checking things.
Most of the time, I'd rather talk to someone in real life.
If you look around, there's a dozen people just in my eyeshot now that are on devices or listening to them.
Do you think you need a digital detox?
Yes, I really need someone to take my phone away. I use it too much.
You kind of have to be on it now, you know. A lot of things you can't do unless you are on the internet.
I reckon it would be handy just to sort of break the addiction.
I'll have more things to do, hang around with friends.
I think it would work wonders, to be honest. I'd lose weight, I'd reconnect with my family and friends. I'd participate in the world again.
Probably feel a lot happier and healthier.
It's a double-edged sword, social media. It can connect us, but then if you overuse it, you can end up cold and alone.
Caitlin Hand in Rundle Mall. A lot of people there sounding like they need to break the digital shackles. Joining us now, tech writer Stilgherrian. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Michael. Did you want to punch any of those people just then? Give them a bit of a slap? I mean, metaphorically, obviously, I would never condone violence.
How long do you reckon you could go unplugged for?
Well, I'm going to counter that by saying, how long do you think you could go without electricity?
Wow.
Without talking to your best friend or your partner or your mother or whatever it might be. I don't know your personal situation. Because really what we're talking about there is taking something which is a fundamental part of this new world which we're building, and I'm not a digital utopian. You know, I look at the negative sides as well as the positive sides of what we're building. But what I heard there from everyone is wanting to blame the technology for what is an imbalance in what they're doing in their life.
Mm.
That they're not spending enough time with friends or whatever it might be, and they're blaming the device for that. Now, I don't know, it's very easy to do that, but when they refer to it as an addiction, I'm thinking, that's like we as a society are addicted to sugar or fatty foods or not enough exercise or whatever it might be, I think, anyway.
But digital technology by its nature is easy to become addicted to because it's always offering something new and something interesting, isn't it?
It is, and what's even more important these days, particularly with that word social media, it's offering social connections to our family and friends where normally we'd be away from them during the day. You know, we'd be at work or we'd be at university or school or whatever. And now we are, or at least we have the potential to be, in constant low-level communication with everyone important in our life, plus all of the pseudo-important people in our life, like the people we see on TV. And we as social creatures, we actually have a part of our brain which is its sole job is to keep track of our status within our social network. And if people want to know more about that, there's a fantastic book by Robin Dunbar called Grooming, Gossip and the Evolution of Language. All of this kind of low-level communication, oh, what are you eating? And yes, sending an Instagram picture of our breakfast. This is all just part of the kind of social communication that bonds us together as a, well, originally a clan and then a tribe and now a broader societal group.
Stilgherrian is with us this afternoon at 27 past four. Joel on the text line says, I'm addicted, currently listening to your show on my phone, walking back to the car. James rang to say going on a cruise is a good way to detox. Phones are allowed, but it's expensive, so it's off-putting. Great environment just to relax in. What about this guy, Felix Levi? Seems to be on a winner with these digital detox camps. What do you make of that idea, Stilgherrian?
Yes, Digital Detox, registered trademark of Digital Detox, LLC, Inc., or whatever it is. Look, it's great because, again, people are looking to spend money and have someone else sort out their life for them. You can go on a holiday and not check your email for a week. You can choose to do that. Yeah. And if your employer won't let you, then they're not really letting you be on holiday, are they?
What about this FOMO thing, this fear of missing out? Is that really an issue?
Absolutely. That is the social contact thing that I just mentioned. The part of our brain will start getting edgy if we think there's something happening and we don't know what it is. So when people do take a break, the first thing that will happen is people said they're in the street before, they could go for a week. No, they won't. Hours. And they'll be starting to get edgy. They're missing out.
20 years ago, we didn't know what we were missing out on.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, you know, we're sitting here with our Stone Age human brains and a modern digital society, which we're now shoving those brains into, and we're still trying to work out how to do it. But see, people can take control of this. If you're going to have dinner with someone, just gather up all of the digital devices and put them in a basket and give them to the waiter. Tell them not to give them back until the end of the meal.
Gee, that'd cause some anxiety, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it'll up the wine bill and the restaurant will be happy.
I saw someone on Twitter the other day say, put all your phones in the middle of the table. The first person to check their phone has to pick up the bill.
Oh, that's another nice way of doing it. Absolutely. And you can then watch who's getting kind of tense and edgy and their hand slipping forward. Look, I'm making light of some of this, but I think the more serious side is people need to take control of their own lives, and that's as much about digital technology as it is about putting too much sugar in the cup of tea each morning. And it's hard to do, and sometimes we do need a bit of help. I don't know that we need an American summer camp style thing. And I noticed that Digital Detox's website and a competitor. What were they called? Camp Grounded. Mm. Unplug, get away, be kids again, it says. It says, just like the summer camp you remember from your childhood. And I go, this isn't so much getting away from the digital technology, but is what it represents, adult responsibility. You know, no email, the boss can't contact you, you're sitting around the campfire having a sing-along. For the American audience, that summer camp experience must be an incredibly powerful sales pitch.
You know you've got a problem, though, if you can't eat when Instagram is down.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's what, that's something we could do to fix our dietary problem. We just uninstall Instagram from our phones, and then, you know, we'll get cut back to two meals a day or something.
David says we should spend more time enjoying nature, moon, sun, and talking to real people. It is our decision at the end of the day. Stilgherrian, great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, Michael. Have a good one.
New media and technology commentator Stilgherrian, a good man to follow on Twitter too. He tweets about all sorts of interesting things. As long as you're not digitally detoxing, of course.